I should thank the conference authority and above all François de Roche and Michel Marx and all the audience. Our presentation is Our presentation is about the manuscript and manuscript studies in Iran. And in the first place, I will give you a general description of the topic, and then my colleague, Mrs. Vahid Nia, will give you some more details. To date, no comprehensive bibliography of old Quranic manuscripts in Iran has been brought to publication. The only existing contribution in this regard have been sporadic and individual efforts by some libraries and museums. Therefore, the exact number of existing manuscripts existing manuscripts and Quranic fragments in Kufic script is unclear. However, our initial survey of such works in Iran points to some 300 Quranic manuscripts in Kufic style, either in complete or fragmentary form. The major centers and libraries housing such treasures are primarily located in the Iranian cities of Mashhad, Tehran, and Qom, and to a lesser degree in Isfahan, Shiraz, and Tabriz. The oldest extant Iranian manuscript in Kufic are parchment, dating back mostly to the period between the 2nd century after Hijra up until the 4th century after Hijra. Here, let's take a look at some samples of Quranic manuscript in Iran. This one is from Astana Qus Library, manuscript number 1586. The next one is from Malik Museum in Tehran, manuscript number 10. It's too old. The next one is from Astana Qus Library, manuscript number 37. And then again from Astana Qus Library, manuscript number 16. Some pages from Astana Qus Library, manuscript number 4. And this one from National Museum in Tehran, manuscript number 4251. And again from the same museum in Tehran, manuscript number 4370. Okay. These versions almost always lack any originally inscribed colophon or deed of waqf, which might have indicated details and definite dates of their transcription. Some of these Quran versions, however, include non-original colophon, usually forged and appended much later, which often serve to ascribe them to the Shiite imams. In this folio, you can see Katabahu Ali ibn Abi Talib, and then this one, a forged colophon, Katabahu Ali ibn Abi Talib, Sab'a Hijriya, Sanat Sab'a Hijriya, before the death of the Prophet. Among the exceptions, one can refer to a codex preserved in a Sunni village in western Iran, in Kurdistan province. The people of the village believe that this Quran is among four copies sent by the third Caliph Osman to the main cities of the Islamic Empire, but it can hardly be dated before the 4th century. One of the most remarkable specimens among the dated ones is the Kufic Quran by Ibn Bawwab, which is partially conserved at the Ayatollah Marashi Library in Qom. It features a final inscription indicating year 392. كتب هذا الجامع علي بن هلال بمدينة السلام سنة 92 و300. is not uncommon for an old codex to undergo multiple stages of resortation throughout its centuries of survival. Occasionally, the owners of such works should use other versions to restore any omissions and missing elements in these copies. At times, they would even inscribe their own editions with a completely distinct handwriting, as we can see in this page of the Codex number 18 from Astana Quds Library. There is a remarkable degree of variance among manuscripts in terms of orthography and their use of either scriptio defectiva or scriptio plena. Some Kufic versions, for example, a manuscript at the Ayatollah Gulbaygani Library in the city of Qom, demonstrate a strict adherence to scriptio plena. Here, for example, Al-Hawariyun, for example, Ansari, Al-Samawat, Ayatihi, Valal, Al-Tawrat, all of them are in scripto plena, which usually implies a later date of transcription. Others, usually older versions, employ the so-called scriptio defectiva, for example, manuscript number 18 at Astana Quds Library in Mashhad. In terms of spacing, both styles of transcription, namely scriptio continua, that is writing without interword spacing, and the modern method are found in the Kufic Quran manuscript in Iran. Most of these volumes are in oblong format, widthwise bound. Although copies in a vertically bound format are found as well. There is also a rare occurrence of folio size volume, such as the manuscript 18 at Astana Quds Library, which we will now discuss in more detail. This codex, reputedly copied by Imam Ali himself, is preserved alongside other such versions, also ascribed to Shiite imams in the Astana Quds collection of old manuscripts. The attribution has been claimed in the volume's deed of waqf on the first folio. Kataba هذا المصحف هو بخط أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام وقف على مشهد السيد الإمام السيد أبي الشهيد أبي الحسن علي بن موسى الرضا رحمة الله عليه in the holy shrine of Imam Rida in Mashhad. The attribution has been claimed in the first volume's deed of waqf on the first folio. Elsewhere, the claim is reproduced on several pages using a distinctively new handwriting, for example, folio number 29 near the end of Surat Ali Imran, also on folio number 83 at the beginning of Surat Yunus. Arranged in a vertically bound format, the codex consists of 119 folios, each comprising some 24 lines, the first and the last of which has been covered by a paper restoration. The Arabic text begins with the Al-Fatiha, with Surat Al-Fatiha on the folio 1 verso, and continues until the end of Surat Al-Kahf on folio 119 verso. The main body of the text have been inscribed using B1A script, according to François Droche's system of classification. There are, however, some additional replacement folios in a distinctive handwriting which have been inserted between the original pages of the codex. The text has been transcribed in scriptio continua with long lines which are distributed over the whole page. The orthography seems quite archaic. Examples of scriptio defectiva abound, such as the omission of the alif in noting the long a For instance, the various forms of qala are dominantly written defectively, and this is actually the case of more than 40 occurrences of qalu, qala, and qalat. In this page, we can see 5 cases. Blank lines separated every 2 surahs, and a later hand has added the title and the number of the verses in red. But occasionally, ornamented headbands are used to start certain new surahs. The identification of the individual verses is an important issue. It is clear that the copyist pays much attention to the verse separations. The verse dividers are short strokes written in the same ink as the text itself, and groups of 10 verses are singled out by an approximately circular shape, which is probably a later hand feature. Basmala is considered a separate verse. Now, I would like to ask my colleague, Mrs. Vahidnia, to give some more details in the rest of the presentation.
Several facts contribute to the significance of this manuscript. A codex of folio volume, which has undergone several stages of restoration coupled with subsequent textual correction and modification and enhancing of the rest, indicate that a copy enjoyed considerable historical prominence, at least in a certain geographical region or point in time. The extent of innovations in the manuscript, both in terms of orthography and rasp, as well as eliminations and even vocalizations, mark a remarkable development in manuscript inscription and require a closer consideration. Later textual modifications have been incorporated into the original text to correct any inadvertent omissions. Examples of such omissions are to be found in the main body of the manuscript, which employs the B1A script, in addition to some cases occurring in the replacement sheets. Here I would like to show you some examples. In Surat Al-Imran, the word قَوْمًا in كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا had been missing in the original text and was only added through a later correction. And the missing word biquwa in Surah Al-Baqarah has been added through a later correction. Other modifications have served to generally improve and extend the text's defective orthography and rasp. Examples include several instances of conversion of qul into qala and the addition of specific letters to ensure orthographical correctness. And folio 31, recto in Surah An-Nisa, for example, the original text was illam yakun lakum walad, which was later changed to in lam yakun lakum walad through addition of the noon by a later hand. And folio 39, verso in Surah An-Nisa, the word وَالنَّبِيِّينَ was originally recorded as وَالنَّبِيُّونَ and was only later amended. Finally, the هَهُنَا in Al-Ma'idah and folio 43 has been conspicuously and crudely modified with an alif. Elimination in this manuscript depicted two-stage development. Initially, a simple graphical device drawn with black ink, which later evolved into a somewhat more sophisticated pattern in yellow or golden ink. In addition to development in elimination and orthography, the dotting of the manuscript has undergone several transformations in terms of the use of diacritical marks and vocalization glyphs. At two chronologically separated occasions, the manuscript has been augmented with various diacritical marks. In the first stage, a minimal set of letters were furnished with diacritics to facilitate legibility of the text, but notably letters such as of, final nun, ya, and final vod were left out. The diacritics in this stage are inscribed in nearly the same colored ink as the main text and are somewhat lengthened. In a later stage, the dotting was extended to include the full set of letters. These large dots are round in shape, and the ink has gradually lost some of its original color, as you can see here. Another salient feature of this codex is its archaic style of writing, which practically confirms its status as an old manuscript. As previously mentioned, it mostly uses scripta defectiva and frequently adopts the archaic form of spelling of Arabic words. Instances of this style are seen in the use of ala with final alif instead of alif al-maqsura, and dhu with a final alif, shay' with an alif between the shin and the ya, and transcribing the word ilah with a dentical indicating the long sound of a. Also of note is the defective recording of the word kanu without the medial alif, an occurrence which is rare even among the old Hijazi manuscripts. An interesting characteristic is the unique method of orthography employed in this copy, which is often not found in similar works. Examples include the peculiar style of noting the words such as نبئوني تجأرون رؤوسهم سيئة لا يؤوده and والأفئدة. Another point of note is the method of writing لم يتسنه in Surah Al-Baqarah without a final ha, a practice which is not seen in other manuscripts. The only recorded reference to this method is a report by Al-Sajistani claiming that Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf had changed this style of writing. Some peculiar method of noting certain words suggests the scribe may have actually duplicated an oral transmission instead of a concrete written copy. For instance, in Lam was initially recorded as Illam without noon, even though a later edition has restored the noon in some places. Or the unconventional way in which phrases such as bilhaq or bilbayinat are transcribed as bilhaq and bilbayinat respectively without alif. And in one case, ufi has been written without a final ya. Considering that the present copy contains almost contiguous half of the Quranic text, which is text with a substantial amount of diacritical annotation, a careful study would reveal noteworthy information about the school of readings or qira'at, to which it subscribes as indicated by its orthography and use of diacritics. A closer scrutiny reveals a difference of opinion between the original copies and the vocalizer. For instance, the original text treats the initial basmala as a verse in itself, whereas the later hand, which has added the symbols separating groups of 10 verses or ta'shid, is occasionally often entirely different opinion regarding the specifics of verse counting. Another instance is where Hamza had been originally transcribed as Ya, the vocalizer has added a Hamza glyph above it. Our preliminary survey reveals that the text does not exclusively and purely adhere to any of the 14 traditional schools of Qira'at. In rare cases, even a single word has been dotted so as to reflect two different readings. As you can see here, yakun and takun. The vocalization system in this manuscript is also of particular interest. Red dots have been employed as the sole device for vocalization, and there are no separate symbols indicating shadda, sukun, madda, or silat. Again, here one can distinguish between several stages of vocalization. A comparison against the reports by Abu Amr al-Dani shows absolute agreement with these reports in some cases. However, the style of writing diverges from the standard in other cases and incorporates many peculiarities. For example, in order to differentiate between inna and in, or mina and min, or inda and ind, etc., the vocalizer has improvised a unix system where sukun on the following letter is indicated by double dots under the previous letter only for such pairs. Okay, in conclusion, it is worth mentioning that until now, no Kufic manuscripts have been researched and reproduced as facsimiles in Iran. We hope to accomplish this very goal and are currently in the preliminary stages of this preparation and publication. Today, no Iranian manuscript on parchment has undergone carbon or C14 dating. The start of a new round of serious scholarship on Quranic manuscripts in Iran will hopefully pave the way for such experiments in the future. Thank you.